Employee wellness programs can be a way to reduce monthly insurance payments or potentially earn extra incentives or bonuses from the business or company you work for. But House Resolution 1313 being considered by Congress is causing some concerns about ethics and genetic screening as part of healthcare plans. Amy McGuire is a professor of biomedical ethics and director of the Center for Medical Ethics and Health Policy at Baylor's College of Medicine, and she's with me to talk about H.R. 1313. Amy, what are the concerns about H.R. 1313 related to?
So House Resolution 1313 has gotten criticized because essentially what it does is it creates an end around to the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act and the American with Disabilities Act, which prevents discrimination based on genetic information, because it allows employers and health insurers to get that information through voluntary employee wellness programs. And so it allows for employers and companies to say that you have to submit to genetic screening or genetic testing in order to participate in the wellness program that they offer at the company. And those wellness programs, although they're voluntary, they can provide a significant reduction in premiums and other benefits to individuals. So they may feel coerced or some undue influence to participate and to allow their company to have access to their genetic information.
Is there reason to believe that the temptation of paying lower premiums or getting a break on the health plan, that people would be willing to give up some aspect of their privacy? Because that makes some people nervous when it comes to civil liberties. Is there that coercion on top of it? But will people also make that decision on their own, considering that, well, I really need to save money, so even if they know more about me? Is that a troublesome possibility there, that people may decide that my privacy is less important than saving a little money in this case?
So I think that's possible. We see this a lot right now, particularly with our online generation. And we've actually done some research looking at different individuals' concerns about privacy when they're participating, like in social media, for example. And it turns out that people actually do worry a lot about their health privacy, but they also worry a lot about their online privacy, the privacy of their information that they're sharing online. And yet, they still choose to share that information online. And so you might ask, why are they doing that? And it's really because the way that human psychology works and the way that we make decisions is that we're constantly making trade-offs. And so if I, as an individual, see that the benefits of sharing my information because I'm saving money or because it's more convenient to me or I'm able to connect to a community of people that I wouldn't otherwise be able to connect to as easily, if I find that to be a significant benefit, then I may be willing to either inadvertently or on purpose take risks to my privacy in order to obtain that benefit. And so there is a concern that the more we sort of incentivize sharing genetic information, the less people will be able to, it will undermine sort of their ability to make a strong decision that they want to protect their privacy.
And in recent years, there's been such an emphasis on the human genome and all of us sort of knowing more about ourselves and our own genetic makeup. It seems such the ability to have such a contradiction here, this idea that we do want more information on about ourselves, and yet the more information that is present about that anyone could have access to, that invites such a dangerous path.
Well, I think one of the major concerns is that if we, and one of the main impetus behind passing the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act was the concern that if people worry about their genetic privacy, they're not going to get needed genetic testing when they actually should, because it could benefit their health and it could benefit the course of their medical treatment. And so we wanted to sort of incentivize people to get genetic testing when they needed it, but also participate in genetic and genomic research for reasons that would benefit society, et cetera. I don't know of any studies that have shown whether that piece of legislation has been effective in alleviating public concerns and and encouraging participation in genetic testing and in genomic research. But I think that's a big concern. I think the main way that we have, from a regulatory perspective, tried to address this issue is by limiting access to genetic information and limiting sort of the ability to use genetic information in certain ways. So the Affordable Care Act, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, the American with Disabilities Act, either HIPAA, they all prevent either the access to genetic information or the inappropriate use of genetic information. We do not have very strong laws in the United States that actually punish bad actors. And there could be an argument to be made that very few people are actually going to be bad actors. We should have more stringent penalties for individuals who actually misuse genetic information. One of the challenges in the area of employment and health insurance is that, yes, it's still, even under House Resolution 1313, it's illegal to use that information in discriminatory ways, but it's oftentimes very difficult to prove that that information was used in discriminatory ways. So discrimination cases are very difficult sometimes to prove.
Amy McGuire is a professor of biomedical ethics and director of the Center for Medical Ethics and Health Policy at Baylor's College of Medicine. We've been talking about U.S. House Resolution 1313 and certain privacy concerns.